challenges of municipalities as far as providing water is concerned by establishing partnerships. Now, what partnerships? Firstly, we've observed that there are partnerships here and there between us and some role players in the private sector. You have Val Khamkhara, you have Val Arts as examples. You have agriculture and ourselves in a number of areas via canals. We have concluded a partnership via Khalakwena in Limpopo on establishing a more than 2 billion wastewater treatment plant. And then we are nursing another partnership in terms of providing water in a particular scheme in Limpopo. So we see this thing that it is working. Now, but we want to institutionalize it at the provincial level now with all role players per province in South Africa. But where there's a window of opportunity or possible feasibility to also attract partners internationally, we will do so. What are we looking for? We're looking for capacity that doesn't exist in municipalities. What are we looking for? We're looking for money that municipalities don't have and ourselves don't have. But we're also partnering with the Department of Finance. Hence, we took an opportunity 2 weeks ago, sat for 2 hours with the Minister of Finance to explain our approach in detail. And he agrees with us and even to work with us. Now, I hope that this now will cement our understanding and your understanding in terms of what we are seeking from partnerships in relation to providing water and why the Honourable Member Nancy is saying it's a sensitive area in terms of intervention when we do this. But before I go there, because I agree with her, what is the third one? We said, of course, we will look at our department, align it and so on, strengthen it in the way that I've outlined. But we talked about boards, review boards, in terms of their footprint, in terms of their number, but also in terms of legislation, maximizing on their mandates as per Section 29 of the Water Services Act, to say, are we using them halfway or three-quarter, or are we using them 100%, and so on. But why are we particularly interested in this? We also want to tap on the capacity of municipalities and bring very close to them bring boards close to them. In fact, we want a wall-to-wall coverage of municipalities by boards in South Africa as opposed to what is happening at the moment. So the review will also go hand in hand with this coverage that we want, because municipalities have said very loudly, we don't have capacity. And we can't just wish them to have capacity overnight. Even if we are sensitive, even if we are cautious, but we can't be oversensitive and overcautious to a point where we can't do anything, where people are expressing a grievance that they don't have water and they need water like yesterday. And then we say, because of sensitivities and need for cautiousness, let us not intervene. We're intervening, but cautiously. We're intervening, but sensitively. We're also intervening deliberately after this interaction and engagement with municipalities, where they told us we don't have capacity. And we think there's no other pragmatic way of dealing with this issue, because if we don't do anything, we'll be forever on this platform blaming one another, or you oversighting us on the fact that we are not providing, and even going to an extent of saying we are lame duck in providing water, because we seem to be not able to find our way to really get involved in reticulating water. In short, we are saying, honorable members of the portfolio committee, we are shifting from a practice where we would sit in Pretoria and then rely on somebody else in terms of reticulating water and then provide you with answers why there is no water, only based on what municipalities who are saying they have no capacity are saying. So, but let me just end up with last qualification. We are not going to overtake municipalities, you know, like you do when you drive on a road, and then where you have been following a car, you overtake it and then you are number one. We are not going to overtake anyone. In our intervention, we are going to go to do this hand in hand with municipalities and provinces. And we want money from provinces. We want money from provinces more than their MIC, more than the contribution they do via MIC, because the problem requires us to provide water and now, not next year. So we're going to do these things together with them, the province. That's why we had premiers in all of these work sessions, but also with mayors and their municipalities. We're not going to overtake them. We're not. We're going to do everything with them. Where we intervene and where we push. So we are going to do what? We're going to push in some cases. In some cases, we're going to pull, meaning we're going to pull a capacity and skill and everything closer to municipalities or into municipalities. And we are going to do two at the same time in some cases, push and pull. But in some cases, where actually push and pull won't work, we're going to have to intervene directly ourselves via Section 64 in line with 139. And do this job. If someone is referring to Hammerskraal, we are due to meet with Tswane because they have perpetual problems. Water in some parts of Tswane, there's a very, very slow, provision of water at the moment. It's a low, I don't know what's causing it. There are problems all the time, and what you to meet them on this matter because it has been recurring for some time, which show some problems of one kind or the other. So I hope, therefore, under institutional reform, we are ahead very clearly, including on the agency issue, which I think has been presented very well. We will work with the private companies that are here. We will work with communities and community-based companies to provide all the service. As I'm saying, we won't overtake anyone, but we will intervene where necessary, where pushing and pulling won't work. Now, I think I'll leave licensing with the department because I think we are satisfied with what they are saying and they will respond to the questions. Let me just zoom on Umzimvubu. In 2013, Umzimvubu sword turning was done by the president, the then president of the republic, together with the then minister, the late. Now, we then come in when, after 5 August last year, members are saying they don't understand why this thing is dragged up to now and without the project starting or with it starting via roads and so on, and we don't seem to be on one par in that regard. When it was done in 2013, there was no budget. When the sword was turned, there was no budget provided for it. We're not there. And I'm pretty sure that you are not there as well. And 2014, no budget. And that has recurred up to, I think it recurred up to 2018, when the first kind of intervention was done by the then minister, I think it was Minister Nkunti, who provided a budget, the first budget for roads. Now, this is something that should not have done, should not have been done in the first place, to turn the sword without a budget and without approved designs and everything ready for it. Because turning a sword means you are starting. In this instance, it was merely an intention, but without adequate planning. Where are we there for now? And I hope it clarifies once and for all why it has stalled for so long. Even when after elections, a little bit of progress was done in the sense of intervention by starting the process of designs, but up to when we came in, that also became a problem. After it had been, the designs had been done and completed, there was a dispute between the department and the designers, which by and large has been resolved. And that's why now the focus is currently and has been for some time on securing a money via a possible model that we are exploring via offtakes. If that doesn't work, we then take an approach of this being a developmental dam and an intervention to communities there, because even if there are no private sector offtakes, people still require water for domestic consumption, but also for their own development via agricultural projects that can ensue. Maybe offtakes can come in later on. And the report is very clear that if offtakes don't work, or in other words, the market doesn't get in, we will have to resort to treasury, which we are doing simultaneously, by the way, right now, that we are talking and saying, look, it doesn't seem we may, or even if we do, maybe not the whole of the budget. And therefore, those discussions are ongoing. And I think it will clarify matters once and for all. We can then say, why was it done? This is a discussion for another day at some other point. But I think when next we meet, we would hope to be engaged on progress with a view, with regard to financing whatever model, financing, in other words, the budget, the actual budget of doing the dam. For now, it's preliminary work of the road, but we still don't have a budget for Umzimvu. And I also like clarifying Umzimvu. When you come from that side of East London, and you come across what's the river there, those who know, it could be Tsisa River. These dams, Bonda Belanga and the Lalini dams, because there are two, they will be built on Tsisa River. You travel after crossing that river another hour before you cross Umzimvu, going to Kokstad. But when we asked why then was it called Umzimvu, they said it's because this is in the confluence of Umzimvu, which is the biggest river. But they come together down towards the sea, and the jargon in the water sector, it takes from a bigger river and so on. So it's called Umzimvu for that reason and so on. Now, let me leave that there so that next time we will report to you in terms of progress. But the history thereof, I think it is as you explain it once and for all. Now, listen, what is the other bigger issue that I thought we should take? The other ones I think the department will cover, but just to say overall, we really want to be to persuade you to work with us in terms of understanding that the call of the day is now providing water to households and to business and other water users by and large. That's where we're going to be focusing on, and leave other questions to other DM if he wants to, and then by and large to the presenters, including the buckets and so on. The buckets, by the way, are found in Mpumalanga, they are found in Gqeberha, are found in Cape Town, are found in Free State and Northern Cape. Those are the provinces and cities with buckets which we now have to deal with. But part of it, we want to reach an understanding with human settlement that as long as they allow slums proliferation and settlements overnight, it's a moving target. But we are going to be dealing with it. We are dealing with this matter, and want to agree that there have been weaknesses in dealing with it. But on why it came back to water and sanitation, it's because it's a sanitation issue. Where you deal with pits, including in schools, you deal with waterborne sanitation, communal toilets and so on, you can't exclude buckets because it's regarded as a form of or a category of sanitation. Some even call it a system when it is not. There's no system in it. And therefore, we brought it back so that we deal with this matter because we are water and sanitation. And Minister of Human Settlement said, look, I don't see the logic why it is here and there, and therefore it was taken back. But not to TCTA. I think when they took it to Human Settlement, they put it under a housing agency of one kind or the other. But it is with us now, and we are focusing via a chief directorate in it. We are aiming at dealing with it under a broad framework of sanitation in the country that we are going to be implementing from now onwards. Chairperson, I propose that the presenters come in at the stage, and maybe DM Mahlobo can then close, and DM Makazi, they can close at the end. Thank you very much.
Agreed. Let's take it that way.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is the DG speaking. The Minister has addressed some of the issues. I'd like to just provide clarity on a few additional issues and then also ask Acting DDG Manos to come in on a few issues. Honourable Mokgala asked one question about the disconnect, or this disconnect which may be there between the Municipal Systems Act and the Water Services Act. In our view, any disconnect, if there is, is not a major impediment to us doing more to support municipalities and to strengthen our support and interventions where necessary. So as I indicated in the presentation, our assessment is that a lot can be done within the existing legal framework. So our priority is not to focus on changing either the Municipal Systems Act or Structures Act or Water Services Act. It's rather to utilise the legislative framework that we have better to support and intervene more effectively in municipalities. And in that regard, we also agree, Honourable Mofana, with your comment that implementation of concurrent functions is weak. And that's precisely why we have identified this priority, as the Minister has said, of focusing much more on strengthening our role in municipal water and sanitation services, so that we meet our constitutional legal obligations in terms of it being a concurrent function better than we've done in the past. Honourable Mofana also asked a question about what we're doing to ensure financial self-sustainability. And in this regard, Honourable Chairperson, I suggest, rather than going into detail here, we could perhaps be invited to make a separate presentation about financial sustainability issues in the whole water sector, revenue and billing connection issues, and what we're doing about it, working together with National Treasury and COFTA. There are a number of initiatives underway. And that in turn relates to the questions asked by Honourable Basson and Honourable Tseki about the NWRIA and the fact that there is this problem of lack of financial sustainability in the whole water value chain that needs to be dealt with. We agree, and that's why we engaged in a number of initiatives in this regard. And we agree that it's essential to improve billing and revenue collection at municipal level where it all starts, because the problems with debts at that level cascade up through the water value chain. So it has to be a major focus of us working together with Treasury and COFTA to try and improve that situation. And we agree that this is something that we need to focus on, and we would like to present separately to the Portfolio Committee on that. In the meantime, though, Honourable Basson, the way we will manage the situation is to make sure that the NWRIA lives within its means. In other words, that it doesn't spend more on new infrastructure or maintenance and rehabilitation than it gets from the revenue that it collects, notwithstanding that it's not collecting all the revenue that it should. And National Treasury has accepted that position in the business case for the establishment of the NWRIA. But the more revenue that we're able to collect, the more that the NWRIA will be able to do. And then finally, just to answer Honourable Tseki's question about the difference between, about why the NWRIA will be able to raise more finance than the TCTA. The key issue is that the TCTA doesn't have assets on its balance sheet. The TCTA doesn't own any infrastructure. And when we're talking about the strengthening, about creating the NWRIA, which will have a strong balance sheet, it's not the loans or the revenue that will make the balance sheet strong of the NWRIA that we're talking about. It's the fact that the NWRIA will differ from the TCTA, and that the NWRIA will own the assets. And that's what will give it a strong balance sheet, which will enable it to raise more finance than the TCTA is able to do, because the TCTA doesn't have those huge assets on its balance sheet. Thank you, Chairperson. If I can also... Hello, Chairperson?
Yes.
I've been on... Hello, Chairperson?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. We lost you some temporarily, but we can hear you now.
Where did you lose me, Chairperson? Shall I repeat?
Yeah, now we heard you. We heard you. Yes, continue.
Okay. Leonardo, would you come in?
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable Chair, I think that I will just cover a few questions in terms of the water quality. There was a statement made regarding the poisonous water of Buffalo City. I think that we just need to rectify it. It's to say that the water might not be poisonous. It's not poisonous. However, there are problems as far as the turbidity of the water is concerned there, due to the fact that high flows in the river cause a lot of salt content into the water. It has caused sludge problems at the way water treatment works, and a boil water alert has been issued for today, as from today, in terms of its precautionary nature. We want to, as a department, and in terms of the regulation point of view, we welcome these advisories that is being to alert the community, as was done also in Nelson Mandela Bay yesterday, because it instilled confidence in terms of those who are actually alerting those when the community when things go wrong. As far as the question that was posed by Honorable Basson, regarding the blue drop, the question which the answer would be in this fold, Honorable Basson, that yes, the water quality is the more important part. However, there is a lot of things that have to be put in place over a longer period of time to ensure that there's a higher level of confidence that there will be a continuum of good drinking water quality management. So if you take the issue in terms of those correct process controlling skills that would be at the wastewater treatment works, you will take the fact that they have the technical capacity in terms of the technical people that needs to be there, the maintenance and all of that, in terms of the adequate budget, in terms of the credibility of the laboratories that they are using, and in terms of the fact that they understand all the risks that they have to manage and that they are implementing it as such, one can walk away and understand that there will be a higher level of confidence that they will be proactive more in this point when things could go wrong than in fact the reactive approach when you only look at the quality. So I can almost assure you that it's highly unlikely the fact that when a municipality or a certain system have scored good in your first four categories, that they will not score well on your fifth category as well. So they go hand in hand, but I can assure you when we go through the report when it comes out, that you will understand and you will see the reflection in that note. They insert the means to say that it's a more risk-based approach of managing, of regulating, than just the output base, which would have been the water quality, which we found to be a very parochial or inadequate the way of actually doing things when we have noticed what happened in 2005 and 2007. In terms of the issue of the typhoid, we as the department is agreeing with the issuance of notice of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases that it's highly unlikely that water at this point in time is the carrier or the cause that affects for the spread of typhoid in the country at this point. Previous indications have seen that when it's water, the figures are much higher, and the fact that the first towns that came out had no relation with one another, it was completely separate catchments, the Northwest and the Western Cape were completely far away from one another. So we do not foresee that it to be water that is actually the cause of the current lower cases of typhoid that is going through the country, because there are other carriers or other causative factors such as contaminated food, the touching or contact of people who are carriers and so forth. So one would just, the two recommendations that's coming from the department side would be that we should continue with the hygiene processes that we've had in place during COVID. And the one thing that we are doing is that we're encouraging our municipalities to do proper disinfection and ensure that the disinfection levels remain adequate. Because it's something, it's a better to withstand disinfection for that matter. So, Chairperson, that would be my contributions for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can we have the second person, if there is any?
It's just for sure about Chairperson. It will be responding from the department side.
Okay. Masawa?
Well, Chair, thank you. And to Matungane and the DG and the team and all members. I think, Chair, most of the issues have been responded, but let's just reconfirm that on the basis of the work and the instruction by President, we came today, Chair, and to demonstrate our ability that His Excellency the President, working with Minister Mkhunu, we fully responded to the State of the Nation address, and including a detailed plan that we have shared with you. And our commitment, like Minister is saying, we are prepared that we should, while you do your fiduciary responsibility of oversight, we will continuously account here. And one of the things that we should note, because members, correctly as you said yourself, Chair, they had gone beyond the issue of today. But the attitude of the minister led by Matungane is that, and directed by President, municipalities are struggling, Chair. They are struggling, and while they are struggling, and we will not be actually be watching and fiddling when Rome is burning. later you could see the emphasis of the minister that in as much as some of the things that he says they have personal responsibility for municipalities, but the overall responsibility lies with national government, and it lies with Minister Mthunu as the custodian of water in the country and sanitation. Well, we should be able to be expected more and more, and there is an expectation by the country that will come in more and more in dealing with the issues. Well, Minister has indicated to Umam Nancy and Honorable Hendricks, we'll be going to the Eastern Cape. And these members, you find time. Eastern Cape is one of those provinces and many others that required a lot of our support. As we speak, Honorable Hendricks, Eastern Cape has been supported even during times of drought. There are a number of these initiatives Minister responded to. But when you speak about rands and cents, if you find time, the ministry around the regional park infrastructure grant for this year, we are having more than 80 projects there. And we should be able to know that we're spending more than 800 million just on this year. And at the very same time, when we seek more than 500 million, and on MIG, which is COCTA administered, more than 2.1 billion. In other words, just this financial year that we're about to conclude, more than 3 billion has been given to this province, but it needs to be supported more and more. And I hope you'll send the names, because we're speaking about the issues of water being unfit for use. Leonardo has responded, but you said you have certain names. The ministry will be very glad to receive those names. Honorable Nhlala Diji has responded to you. If you find time, Honorable Nhlala, this thing around ecological infrastructure has never, ever been neglected. The biggest work that is happening right now in the Vaal is part of that particular response. In the Crocodile, in RBS Port. In RBS Port, you'll even remember the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries. We have actually a strong memorandum of understanding with them. Remember the program around clearing of alien vegetation, working for water and working for fire, all those ones. Those are the monies that ordinarily are given to the department, but that's the work. Not only on that, even around the issues of the whole issues around the protection of the environment, hence the issues of water use license, the conditions, and even the issues that are being referred to. Our biggest fight against pollution, this I present included the question of pollution. And in the program of action that Manasseh chaired, including what do we call it, the summit. I'm happy that Honorable Comrade Mashiko have clarified the summit. Minister, on your behalf, despite Mashiko extending the invite, I did extend the invite on your behalf on record in a meeting, and we want to thank those members of the portfolio committee that were able to grace over the 2 days. And I could see the chair, you participated there on a number of these other issues. I agree that, Honorable Fasson, we need to come back around the issues of debt management and revenue management. Is one of the biggest issues, especially the culture of non-payment. But it also goes far beyond that, the issues of asset management, the billing system, the accuracy of the system, and so forth. And that particular committee that the Honorable Trege made the reference to. Some of those issues, I do agree, we should be able to come back and report. But other than that, we are hard at work. The country agrees that we are trying, but we will not be able to rest until our people, they are enabled right to have access to water as a human right, and access to water in their homes has been achieved. Therefore, we will not be able to rest, including that those other issues of dealing with inhuman conditions, where sanitation is still actually in some people's houses in the streets and in our rivers. Hence, a number of these interventions that are led by Minister to ensure that we pull all the resources, though even if resources are limited, or sometimes we don't have, but we will not be able to say we will not do anything. And we should be able to report. And we will also interact with your reports as a committee where we have done oversight, so that you can be able to ensure that we account on those things that you do on the ground, including some of your members. I was very pleased, Minister, the other day we're in the Northern Cape, where a member of parliament for this committee, Mercy Okosengwe, she was there. Even if she was not feeling well, Comrade Mashiko, we were able to see her on your behalf. And as a ministry, we wish her well, because she knew that where that particular point at work, and she had to come in and make a contribution to ensure that the work of being public representative continued to be discharged. With those words, I'll stop the chair now, Matungwan, and members of the committee. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Unmute, Chair.
Yes, Basan.
Would you allow me one follow-up question quickly? It's just something I need clarity on, please.
Let me allow you.
Thank you. Minister or DG, can I just find out the construction unit? Will they be included in the NWRIA, or will it be separate from the department? Thank you. From that unit. Thank you.
Chairperson.
Yes,
Chair.
I'm listening, Sala.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for the responses. But if you call that thing an invite, I give up. Thank you. It was not an invite. It was after we questioned that thing. And we were just told when it is today, the summit is happening a day after that, or a day, or the following day. We were not invited, really.
Mashallah, South invites our disciples. Who's glad to be corner? Thank you.
No, he did not. Thank you.
Mashallah spoke before I opened the meeting about it. When I opened the meeting, I officially invited you on behalf of the minister. Yes, you raised it before, but it was before even I opened the meeting when you raised it. So it was not in response of your complaint. It was because I had an invitation letter with me, which I said I received.
She wanted a personal letter from the minister, because the letter goes to the chair.
We can't be invited.
No, you must take it.
There is one chain. Until there's a new chair, we'll send it to the chair.
Agreed. Okay.
Okay. What is the next agenda?
It's closing remarks, Chairperson.
Chairperson, can I just get clarity on my question before we close?
Please do.
I have raised a question. I just want maybe the DG to answer me on that question. Thank you.
Or the issue of whether the... Yeah, DG?
Thank you, Chairperson. The bill that will be coming to Parliament makes provision for assets to be transferred to the NWRA at the discretion of the minister, and over time, our thinking is that the construction unit will remain in the department, at least in the interim, because our intention is to also to use the construction units not only for the construction and other work on the national water resource infrastructure, but also to deploy the construction unit for water services infrastructure, to have it as one of the tools in our toolbox to assist us to intervene for water services infrastructure, both in cases where there's failure of municipalities, but also in cases where, for example, the private sector is polluting, and we can send in the construction units to repair and then claim back. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Please take note, DG, that we did raise the issue of the demographics representativity of the construction company. Look at that. Well, I'm happy that you're still going to use it, but please look at that particular process of it being little white. It was raised many a time in the comments. Let me thank everybody. Well, I know that we have taken a very long time, but we are not necessarily out of our time per se. Your capacity to listen to one another and still be on time, it's very appreciated by the committee. I want to thank you. I know that we were supposed to have passed the minutes of the last meeting because we have committed ourselves that we don't want to pile up the minutes. We will have in the next meeting we'll have to pass the minutes of today and the minutes of the last week. It's important that we do not pile up the minutes because we must deal with that. I will distribute the report of the Eastern Cape Oversight Committee. And I think, please, members of the committee, please let us do avail ourselves in this oversight because it can change your mind, having seen what is happening. The minister has given directives and Mhlalakude municipality and so forth in Durban. We want to go and see what really is the issue in that, in Etekwini, there are problems and so forth and so on. So we have applied for us to have an oversight in KwaZulu-Natal. Once it is allowed, I will therefore send the invite to all of you. Let us please go to this oversight. It is eye-opening sometimes, and it helps to ease our work and even our response to the ministerial input as and when they make those inputs. With that in mind, I want to declare the meeting closed. That we, those of us who want to go to virtual on the Parliament sitting weekend. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Long live the Chair and long live Minister and DM.